Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. With me is Mr. Billy Joe Saunders. How's things since we last spoke, Bill?
Things is good, mate. Not a lot's changed, really. Just ticking away, really. Training away. Just doing bits and bobs.
Is that TV? Is that a TV in the background? I can hear a load of noise.
Is it a TV? No, that's Greg Marriott. That's the MTK nutritionist, Greg Marriott, if you can hear in the background, mate.
Yeah, all right. I know Greg.
He's getting a massage.
Oh, is it?
No happy endings.
Did you just have your massage now?
I just had my massage, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're fully in camp now, because we know can have a talk in your dream February 27th. You looking to get out there in Miami?
Look, this fight has been talked about many, many times. Until my side is 100% confirmed the sign, which, you know, I'm told it is, you know, until it's announced and this fight's over, it's pointless even talking about it and going on about this fight because, you know, injuries, anything can occur. So, look, I'm just doing my own little thing and just cracking on with life, really. So, yeah, will I be out there? I don't know. It is what it is over this COVID situation. Travel's very hard at the minute and, so I don't know.
But when you're training right now, you must have that in the back of your mind, surely, Bill, or not?
Oh, look, you do. Look, I've been told, obviously, from good sources, it's going to happen. I've never really been told from what I had before from my advisor that it's going to happen. Last time, obviously, it's a pandemic. This time, I said, look, he's told me it's on again, and I fully trust and aware of that. But I'm also aware of the injury factor, and you know, anything can happen in boxing. Let's not write this fight off. It's not a guarantee. No fights are guaranteed. So, you know, I can't just sit here and say I'm fine. I've been in this situation myself before with Golovkin when he was fighting Andy Lee. You know, when Andy Lee boxed me, that they already made the Golovkin fight. You know, but he had to come from me because I was mandatory, and you know, we know what happened that night. So, in boxing, anything can happen, but that's the beauty of it, and that's why people watch it.
Fair enough, Bill. I hear what you're saying. Billy, got you on today. I just want to get your thoughts on Daniel Kinahan's statement on Talk Sport this morning. What do you think about it?
Well, I think Talk Sport certainly. See, look, on situations like that, when you know, both parties are there, and there's two sides to every story, when there's accusations going around and allegations of murdering this, murdering that, you know, he's such a bad man, he's important this, important that. I mean, why has he not been put in jail for a very, very long time? I mean, as you all know, if you smash a window in the UK or anywhere in America, you're done for criminal damage, you're arrested, you know, you're probably charged, and, you know, you get a slap on the wrist, you get a fine, you may get prison, whatever it is. You know, if someone has a fight, you know, for an example, that, you know, one of my friends, he had a fight, you know, someone got a black eye, got arrested next day. So when someone's saying that there's this, all of this nonsense going on, where is the evidence? And I heard it, and there was a lot of, from the reporter, ifs, buts, maybe, but where is the evidence of this man's, of these allegations made against this man? Why is he not being took back, trialled, and put back into prison? Because it's all a load of rubbish. I think this, you know, sometimes when people, the higher they get, you know, the bigger the fall, yeah? And I think that people from Ireland, as he said in his interview, are not meant to do what he's done. You know, are not meant to get where he's got to in the boxing world. He's passionate about his boxing. I remember the first day I ever met Daniel, he was so passionate about boxing. You know, I was fighting Eubank, and he was talking about boxing with such a passion. I was thinking, right, he loves boxing too much. But that's how much he loved it. You know, and obviously he was working with a load of fighters, and Pete McDonough. He was helping fighters that promoters would not even give a look into. He was working with fighters that promoters would just dismiss. And I was looking around and I was thinking, do you know what? Like, it's not like he's got all these fighters here, and it's that passion. You could just tell where he was going to go with it, and he is making now the biggest fights in boxing history. You know, one being, you know, the Fury Joshua fight. I've said it before. I don't think that they would have got any owner. Frank Warren wouldn't have got nowhere near any good talks if it wasn't for him in the middle. And you know, just leave the man alone. He's a family man. He's a legitimate businessman. You know, he's got a proper setup. If he's done something wrong, go and arrest him. If he's done all these allegations, go and arrest him, take him away, put him in prison. But they haven't done that. But what they are continuing to do is hound him, harass him. Even me, I'm getting that much. I've got to change my number. I have to change my number. It has to go because I'm getting harassed off, and the Irish media, the Irish press, they're hounding me on social medias. They're texting me, they're ringing me. You know, I'm with my kids and they're ringing me and telling me, oh, we want, can you comment on this? Can you comment on that? Just leave me alone. Like, I'm not interested. I understand they've got to sell this bullshit to make money. You know, I understand they've got to sell all these papers to make money and print that, you know, everybody's a bad person and, you know, because, you know, bullshit sells, obviously. But it's just getting a bit embarrassing now. And like I say, people sound to me like you've got the Canelo Alvarez fight coming up and, you know, you're putting this on and putting that and, you know, come off social media. But, you know, you can't be wrong and strong. Yeah, but if you're in the right, what's there to worry about? The man hasn't done anything wrong. You know, if he's good enough to work with all these top promoters all around the world and make the biggest fight in boxing history, and make, he's dealt with every world title fight. All my world title fights he's dealt with. And I've never felt so safe or comfortable knowing that I'm getting what I should be getting and not thinking, you know, should have. I can just get on my train and leave it to him. And I know I'm getting the best absolute deal possible.
You mentioned it there, Bill, where you said not only is he looking after the top guys in the sport like yourself, but someone like Danny Connor, who you know very well, speaks really highly of him. Guys, he won't mind me saying.
Umar, there's fighters that probably didn't know how to put a right and left glove on. They didn't know if it was left or right, that he took on board and he helped through and got them dates and got them fights. And, you know, but that's the reason why he's working with big superstars now, because we need people like him in the sport. You know, if you took him away from the sport and something like that, the Fury fight, Joshua fight, is a fight that I certainly don't think would have even been talked about. Certainly not without him in the middle.
Yeah, as I said, I referenced a guy like Danny Connor. he speaks very highly of him. I'm sure you know plenty of fighters, top and bottom of the sport, who speak highly of him as well, Bill.
Well, look, it's one of them. You know, I'm straight as they come. I talk straight, and you know, sometimes it gets me in bother. I'm not perfect. I'm not no angel, and I'm sure Daniel's not no angel. I'm sure that, you know, he's got a past, but all these allegations they're making and putting in the newspaper against him is absolute horrendous. I mean, it's just, it's getting embarrassing. But, you know, I've got to say fair play to TalkSport today. You know, they did put his statement out where if it would have went out on the other side, it would have probably been manipulated to something else. You know, why not, if he's done all this, trial him then, you know, cut the bullshit. Let's not. It's been 20 years. The investigation's been going on for 20. Everything's been dropped. Get over it. You know, the man's been in boxing now for 15, 16 years, putting his heart and soul into it. And he's built this empire of this stable of fighters, and he's built this aura of fighters. You know, Tyson Fury now just about to sign $100 million dollar fight, and then you got myself now. The Canelo Alvarez fight would never have been even on the table, I don't think, without him, because obviously I was tied with Frank Warren, and you know, I still had contract with Frank, and you know, me and Frank parted on good ways and good terms all through Daniel, and now that's allowed me to escalate and move on with the big fight, well, the biggest fight of my life, Canelo Alvarez. You know, all well-being. So, you know, I've got nothing but love, and I can't thank, you know, I can't thank him enough. You know, or it's one of them where I go to him for top advice when it comes to top fights, and when it comes to big business, I like to go to him for his advice, because you know, he knows, he's very clever and very shrewd in the boxing world. You know, he's got a great relationship with every single promoter in the game, you know, so we can always talk about step aside, you know, man the trees, and you can get around bits and bobs like that. Well, try to get around them, same as every promoter does, and advisor. But it's one of them. He gives so many people a good chance in life, and I just think that he, you know, they've just got the wrong brush out here. They've just completely got the wrong brush, and I don't know why, you know, he hasn't come out and just sued him. He's got real good patience. So a lot of people, Umar, you know, a lot of people with that stigma would, lucky he's headstrong, because a lot of people would probably commit suicide, something like that. You know, can you imagine? I mean, I can handle it, keep getting, listen, I know what it feels to get put in the paper for something so stupid, and you think, do you know what, that was the laugh, this was that, you know, I've done it, I put my hands up. But you're talking about different stuff here. He's getting, this innocent man's getting accused for, you know, so where would the Irish government be? What do they want Daniel to kill himself or commit suicide or do harm himself? Or what are they trying to push him into it? You know, because if all of this has gone on, they must be one piece of evidence. If all this has gone on, like, where is the evidence?
Just the last.
He's worked with politicians as well in the past. So I can't see what the big problem is now, you know?
Just the last one on this, Bill. Sounds like, not only has Daniel Kinnan done a lot for your career, but a lot in your personal life as well. Is that fair?
To be honest with you, I've been in a very dark places at times. Listen, even now, I don't always use it as an excuse. I don't like throwing depression around, because there's a lot of people out there who's a lot worse off than me. But there's been times where I've gone there and he's been there for me as a friend. You know, as a friend, like, come here, Billy Joe. Look, you know, I'm stressed out. I'm come here. And then you go there, you know, you go out for a bit of dinner, and, you know, it's nice to have a catch up, have a chat. And he's been there for a lot of people like that. And he's a personal good friend. And it just upsets me and it aggravates me when you read this, because I know how it feels to read rubbish and lies about yourself. So I can see, you know, how the media try to manipulate it. And, you know, I think it comes back to bite them in their ass, because, you know, you see that a journalist come out and they had a threat on the life. I mean, where's that come from? You know, it's just, you know, allegation after allegation after allegation. And, you know, like I say, someone in Dublin has a shit on the street, it's Daniel Kinnahan. You know what I mean? And sadly, that's just the way it is. And I don't blame him for coming out and putting his side out, because you know, a man had, there's always two sides, and there's only so much a man can take until he has to come out and go, do you know what? This is the truth. Here you go. And he's told the truth all the way along. And I just think they should lay off his back, my opinion. But are they going to? Probably not.
Bill, off the back of this, I've read on your social media quite a lot. You're getting comments like, oh, we really want Canelo to knock you out. Obviously, there's a huge motivation going into this fight. This is the biggest fight in world boxing one can land against Canelo. So the motivation's there. You've dedicated your whole life for this. But when people are saying stuff like that, especially from the UK, from your own country, does that affect you, Bill?
No, look, I've had that all my career. Listen, in boxing, and I revert to this, in the boxing world, when you're involved in the boxing world, you either play, you know, the goody or the bad, the villain, you know, or the superhero. You know, they portrayed me as the villain from day one, you know, and the baddie from day one. And you listen, if they want to see me get knocked out, pay your money and watch it. Tune in. Because that's the reason why you know, we'll put a pair of gloves on to knock someone out, to get out and look unbelievably good. So if, you know, if I've got fans against me, that's what I love. When I'm in that arena, I want the whole world to be against me. Let everyone be against me. But if you think I'm going to get knocked out, put money on it. Bet on it. You know, put your money down. If I'm going to get knocked out, place your bet.
Just moving off topic, just a bit of a random one. What do you think of Silky's new track, Levels Freestyle?
I reckon it's a serious, serious, serious track. I like it. I like it, mate. It's a good one. He's done, again, another one. He's done very, very well for himself. Successful. I remember him years ago as kids. And it's nice to see someone doing well and giving them a pat on the back, because when you see someone, he's not supposed to do what he's done. He's done it. He got a load of haters, and, you know, it's one of them. Anybody what does well in life, I'm sure you, listen, you've been for it. You know, it didn't come back to, things don't come back to haunt you until you're up there and you're doing well for yourself. And people just don't like it. It's a sad world. And people, you know, everybody's got 24 hours in their day. Yeah, so you use your 24 hours made differently to me. You know, some people might use their 24 hours differently, but we've all got 24 hours. Use it very wisely. Utilize what you can and get what you can. And it's one of them, and it's sad to see, but, you know, at the minute, boxing is just getting dragged through the mud. And I mean absolutely dragged through the mud through the Irish media. And it shouldn't be like that. We should be praising and singing our praises that Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua is going to do a ring walk and fight so all fans around the world can see. But, you know, you've got people. I mean, who is the Irish media to call boycott the fight? Do you know what I mean? Who's going to listen to their rubbish? Because they've written enough rubbish to last a lifetime to boycott the fight. That's what I'm saying. So they're not only tarnishing and trying to target Daniel, now they're trying to tarnish Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. You know, next they'd be saying that they're murderers and drug dealers and whatever else. It's one of them that it just goes on and on and on and on. You clear one thing up and then it's another. And it'll always continue being so because he's so successful.
Bill, a couple of things before we go, quick ones. I know you saw my interview with Willie Monroe Jr. yesterday where he's calling out for Eubanks. Do you believe he beats Chris Eubanks Jr.?
Well, I reached out to Willie Monroe and said, look, he seemed a bit down in himself. I said, look, if the big fights ain't happening, then, you know, I'd openly, you know, he's a former opponent, but I'd happily, I know the Saldans very well, I'd happily take him on board and manage him and put his career back on track. He seems very down. I don't know if lockdown's getting to him or so, but he seemed a little bit he seemed a little bit depressed in the interview. He didn't seem too happy. His head wasn't in the interview. And I'm always here for him if he needs to have a chat and talk. And I'll definitely be willing to help him out and to, you know, to get the big fights for him and hopefully put a few pound his way.
Okay. That's an interesting one if you take him on board. And just the last one, Demetrius Andrade and Liam Williams purse bid is due this week. Excited about that fight if it happens?
I think that obviously Eddie Young's going to win the purse bid. We all know that. Because, I mean, I was in this situation before that, you know, when you're the champion, it's very hard for the rival promoter. I mean, and Eddie, I mean, Frank's a good promoter, but it's very hard for him to, especially in COVID, to really, really put his full hand in his pocket, which I'm sure he would do if the circumstances of this is was different with the crowds. You know, it's a lot of money, you know, with no crowds. And obviously, Eddie's got the backing of the DAZN. Frank may win him, I don't know. But I'll probably say, because Andre's the champion, that Eddie will probably win the purse bids. It's a fight that, yeah, I'm interested in. I like to see, because Andrade hasn't boxed anybody on Williams' level. But, you know, Williams hasn't really boxed at world level. And I've already been beat by Smith twice. But, you know, he's improved since then. So it's sort of an interesting fight to watch. And I'm looking forward to watching it.
Do you think Liam can get it done?
Most definitely. Listen, anybody's got a chance. I think with the right game plan. See, the problem is, Umar, when you've not been involved in a fight, in a proper fight for so long, you know, you don't know what's actually inside you. And he hasn't had a competitive fight. And I've said this several times since the Olympic Games, when he got beat by Ding Junhui, his name was, from Thailand, I remember. And that's the last time, obviously, that's when he got beat, was then in the Olympic Games. And he hasn't boxed anyone with a boxing brain or any winning records since that. And, you know, 32 now, you know, getting used to boxing at a certain level. Sometimes when it gets sprung on you, it's a shock. You either deal with it or you don't. Has he still got it in him to deal with it? I don't know. Maybe he has. I like him. I think he's a character. I talk to him. You know, we exchange messages. I wish him and Liam all the best. But, you know, it's going to be a very, very interesting fight to watch because of the inactivity of the certain level that he should have been boxing at for a very long time, which he hasn't.
Okay, Billy Joe Saunders, always give your time to IFL TV. Appreciate it very much.
No problemo. A pleasure. A pleasure as always. Where are you, by the way?
I'm at home in London.
Nice Muhammad Ali picture there.
Yeah. One of my favourite fights.
Where'd you get it from?
Amazon, I think.
Amazon, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd have thought that you would have painted that yourself.
I'm not a man of many talents, Bill. Definitely won't be painting that.
What's your other talent?
I don't know. I just talk rubbish with fighters, to be honest. That's about it.
Yeah? Is that it?
Yeah.
Now, listen, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. And hopefully... hopefully that in a few weeks' time we can have some exciting real news to talk about.
Definitely. It might come out after February 27th when we can allow boxing Yildirim. But for now, Billy, thanks for talking to us and best of luck for the rest of camp. All right, top man.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Podcast Network.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.